Your chest of drawers.
Yeah. Okay.
Or your dresser.
Right. Now, what would be a distinction to you between, or would there be between chest of drawers?
Yeah, there would. A dresser to me is the long, low piece of furniture, and a chest of drawers, of course, stands up top.
Top.
And is more narrow. It's narrow.
Well, would one of them have to have a mirror or not?
Well, the dresser would usually have a mirror.
But not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
What would you call things that you pull down over a window to shut out the light?
The window shade.
Okay, now that would be something. Would that be on? That would be on a roll.
Mm-hmm.
Thing. Like something like that over there that you would use to hang clothes in. You call that
closet.
Have you ever seen a big piece of furniture that was sort of like what was used for some purpose? Closet. They hung.
A wardrobe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that.
I believe there was also one piece, if I'm not mistaken, called, they called it a chiffon robe.
Uh-huh.
That's, you don't really hear that too much anymore.
Were those
the
same?
I'm not quite sure. Now, I was under the impression that they were pretty much the same.
Yeah. That's my impression, too, but I don't know whether, you know, some people might make a distinction. Now, up at the top of the house, the area just under the roof, you'd call that?
The attic.
And a little room off from the kitchen where you might store.
Pantry.
what would you call a lot of old worthless things that you're about to throw away?
Just junk.
what would you call a room that's used to store odds and ends or maybe junk?
We just call it the storeroom.
If you were talking about daily housework,
mm-hmm.
and talking about what you have to do to a house to get it in order, you say you've got to
vacuum.
Okay, no, I'm not asking that right. Just a general word that would cover the entire thing that you're doing to the house to get it. Do you say, well, what I'm getting at, would you say clean up the house or would you say tidy up the house?
I would say clean up the house, yeah.
What would you say that you would use? Not a vacuum cleaner, but just a simple thing to sweep with.
The broom.
Okay, if the broom was in the corner and the door was open, you'd say the broom is where compared to the door?
Behind the door.
Yeah.
this is interesting, though.
Yeah,
you just really makes you aware, you know.
Yeah,
of
a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you, in order to get your clothes clean, you've got to do your
washing.
Mm-hmm. And now, to get the wrinkles out, you
have iron.
Okay. What would you call a place where you would take your clothes to get them?
The cleaners.
Okay. Now, how about if they were not being dry cleaned, if they were just being washed?
If
they were not dry cleaned. If it were not a dry cleaning establishment,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if they even have.
Oh, the laundromat.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay. Now, if you were in a two-story house, how would you get from the first floor up to the second floor? You'd have to go
up the stairs.
Okay. Now, if you were on the outside of a house, say to get from the ground up into the house, you'd say you had to go up the
ladder.
Okay. And now, what would you call a thing, a house that had an area on the front maybe or on the back,
mm-hmm.
either one, that was extended out from the house, might have chairs and things on it?
On the ground level now?
Yeah.
Or
mm-hmm.
the porch?
Yeah. Okay, now, would you call it the same thing no matter where it was? What about if it was on the back?
I distinguish between the back porch and the front porch. Yeah.
Okay. Now, what would you call, if to get from the ground up to the porch, you'd say you had to walk up
the steps.
Okay. How about if there were one like that on the second floor of a house?
Balcony.
If the door was open and you didn't want it that way, you'd tell somebody to go and
shut the door.